feel better if there was a countdown.
Then count.
This is the final countdown.
3, 2, 1. Heirs of the Dog, episode 9. Welcome. We have the whole crew here. It's fucking badass. And we're in the boys, the fucking... What do you guys call your place?
This what is it the, called? Hold on 1 minute. I'll tell you what this place it's is called.
I put it into my truck. Yeah. So whenever I navigate to here and I don't know where I am in the Springs.
Well, I'm talking about the official name.
Yeah. Oh, the official... The, what?
The official estate's name.
East End Penthouse of Poontang.
Yeah, that's what my truck tells me. That's my home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. East I say, East take me home. East End Penthouse of Poontang. And I'll read out, yeah.
The East House
Penthouse. East End.
The East End Penthouse of Poontang?
Poontang. Which is a legit real place. It's a real place.
I looked it up on Instagram one night, and I was tagging when me and him did the Pennywise Georgie thing. I just typed in Poontang as a tag for locations, and it's like in Australia.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, right?
So Australia.
All my Instagram posts, secrets out, East End House.
Yeah.
Penthouse.
There you go.
Poontang.
Secret I mean, if people in Australia could see the East End House of Poontang and see that we are there.
We need to visit for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean,
it sounds like a reputable place.
I mean, is it a hotel?
Is it a
no.
Hostel?
Is it a brothel?
Brothel. Oh, yeah, I said hostel.
My understanding it was a hotel.
Jeremy wants to get a hostel at a brothel.
Let me. I'm going
to
GTS.
No, nut November. I'm staying strong to the cause.
How's that treating you?
It's tough. I saw an old lady in spandex today, and for a second I thought she was like a 27-year-old soccer mom, and I realized she's like a 62-year-old soccer grandma. So, but I waved at her, and she waved back, so I think she wants to be at this point.
Wait a second.
So what are you going to do about that?
Oh, it's a hookah bar.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
It's a hookah bar.
It's a hookah bar in Australia?
Could you imagine a place called the East End House of Poontang in Colorado Springs as a hookah bar?
No, it's not in Colorado Springs.
No, I'm saying, could you imagine
East End House of Poontang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not imagine.
Mm.
It looks like a pretty cool place.
Anyways, I'm just kidding.
Not really. It just looks like a fucking place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's Australia.
It looks like a... Is it... Wait, you said it's a hookah bar?
It is.
Yeah.
You know, you can smoke...
Hookah.
No, you could smoke other things out of a hookah. For instance, things from New View Pharma.
Oh, I see that plug there.
Oh,
nice plug.
Yeah? You like that innuendo? Nice. That was pretty good.
Good transition.
This episode is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Extracts and New View Pharma in Pueblo, Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah. We get a pretty awesome... giveaway every month from them. So if you are a listener and would like a giveaway, give us a shout out on Instagram and Facebook and you will be entered for this month's giveaway.
And also
I was just going to say this month's giveaway is a live jelly. It is a live jelly of Slazer Beam.
It's not actually alive.
It's not actually alive, but no. It will make you feel
call
alive.
It Slazer Beam.
Sleazer?
Like sleaze? Like you're a fucking sleaze.
No, like yeah. Slazer. Like there's Slazer Beams on their freaking heads.
Dude, you even did the fucking like head turn shoulder thing perfectly.
There's flavor or Slazer Beams.
But I was gonna
Can
add.
You never again make that fucking noise you just made? Oh.
I was going to add...
I'm sorry.
In terms of
did I break your concentration?
In terms of the monthly giveaway, also, maybe, you get an invite to the East End House of Poontang, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy never out of the question. A jewel pod, too,
dude, with his I got to re-up. I literally have to go to the store and get some more. $15.99 at your local...
We'll go later.
Circle K.
Circle K, there you go.
Shout out Circle K for supplying
the jewel pods. Not free of charge, of course.
Buy a pack of cigarettes for $15.
No, well, there's four, and each jewel pod is worth. I looked it up, like how much it's like. They're supposed to be good for 200 puffs. right? Mm-hmm. You know what? Fuck this.
How many puffs is your cigarette?
I think, right here. I think one of those cartridges over at New View is more than 200 puffs.
What's crazy is I was listening to Stephen A. Smith's podcast today, and there was Juul Pod ads throughout the duration of the podcast. It was like, so you want to quit smoking cigarettes, but vapes and e-pens aren't working for you? Try Juul Pods. They're da-da-da, they contain nicotine, blah-blah-blah, and they're fucking refreshing. They don't leave dirty fucking ashes on you, and you have no smell. You know, there's no smell that's left behind you. It's not like it's on your clothes. Like
God, I'm sold, Jeremy.
Amen. Fucking touche, Zelda.
He should be. You should be an ambassador for Juul Pods.
I really should. Gosh, I should be like, man, the cover child, or whatever you want to call
Except
it.
Except we're going to be like Randy Marsh in the...
When he fucking... Yeah, when he fucking had his weed farm.
Yep, and Juul came. He had this new strain of weed.
Oh, he got sponsored.
Nope, Juul wanted his flavor, and he said, "Fuck off." He has so many great smart names, man, for people who smoke Juul.
Good too. Business move.
I mean, Pussy Puffer.
Pussy Puffer. Is that the name of the strain? 5,000.
No. That's what he called him for sucking on a Juul.
Oh,
the Pussy Puffer.
So Juul Pod's only.
Let me look. There's gotta be somebody.
I think that should be Jeremy's new nickname, dude.
Drags on a fucking cigarette, you know?
What'd you say, Jeremy? I'm sorry.
Oh, they only contain 5% nicotine, right?
The entire thing?
Yeah, I think.
Well, it's even 95%.
That's a good question.
How do you spell a cigarette?
J-U-U-L. A
cigarette. Let's look up Newport nicotine.
I think that's how.
J-U-2-S?
Yeah, 2 U's. That's how the measurement of.
Oh. Is that what it is?
Newport has 10% nicotine. I don't know how the... They increased in the following 6 years, so...
Hold on a minute. I just need
so
to...
So Juul has 5 and Newport's have 10.
Well, so in a little stat here, in 1998, Newport 100s and unfiltered Camels were tied for highest nicotine yield at 2.9 milligrams. Mm-hmm. 2004, Newport had risen to 3.2, and 5 brands measured 3 milligrams or higher. Now, I don't know if Juul's in... terms of milligrams of nicotine, I just says 5%. So I'm assuming it's milligrams.
5% per puff.
5% 10, so you can't see up in my window.
What?
I don't know what that means, but it's all right.
That's that. Some Texas stuff. Some fucking Mike Jones. Juul.
Well, we are a fucking MMA podcast, so let's talk about fucking Ben Askren coming to the UFC. Jeremy, how do you feel about that?
And you get Robbie Lawler your first fight.
Yeah, he does get Robbie Lawler. How do you feel about that, Dill Bob?
Turns into a wrestling match.
Yeah.
And Askren wins.
It'll be every, literally every fucking Ben Askren fight that's ever taken place.
So it'll be like pretty much the Khabib-Conor fight.
For sure.
I mean, yeah.
Less striking
for
from
sure.
Askren's standpoint.
He got hit
point.
In the year
yeah.
2017. He got punched in the face one time. And he fought a lot. Defended his title.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know. We'll see. Tries to make it exciting at least. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, if he comes in and he's just, he does what Khabib did, nobody's going to like him.
You didn't gotta get like be a champion.
You really don't.
You don't, but I mean, as far as to be a superstar in the UFC, Dana White likes people that freaking are superstars. Hence, why DJ's gone.
But he'll run into the Khabib thing of he's undefeated, and I'm gonna be the guy to ruin his undefeated record. I want him now. You know what I'm saying? That's the guys who are saying that to Dana.
Yeah,
because that's what Khabib had. He had that undefeated record. Still does, you know.
Yeah.
Where people are like, I'm going to be that guy to break that goose egg on that loss.
Yeah. And whoever fights Khabib next is going to be a superstar.
It's true. I mean,
instantly.
I still think it's going to have to be a high profile fighter.
It's got to be Ferguson. It's got to be Ferguson. It's got to be. That's the fucking fight.
But Khabib, they were in talks of fighting GSP.
Yeah.
But I don't think GSP makes a 155 weight cut.
No.
I think if that happens, it's gonna be a fucking dream UFC fucking super fight shit that Dana White puts together that'll be Conor, Diaz, GSP, Khabib.
Or do you see GSP, Khabib, Conor, Tony?
Conor, Tony? Ooh.
Like get your chops licking.
I mean, that doesn't make me upset. Any of those, any dude, any of the excitement, any of the lightweight division is fun when you match them up.
Always gotta get to Ortega first.
I'm stoked for that fight.
I hope Ortega fucking wraps him up, dude.
That's next.
231. Yeah. Toronto. No.
No. No. Next is Cerrone Perry.
Yeah. That's a fight night. I'm talking about in terms of
main events.
Yeah. Number.
Yeah. 231 is. Yeah. They're next.
I think. Because that's the Toronto.
What's that tapping sound? Whatever that shit is.
Oh, it's the microphone shaking in the fucking the cushions.
Oh.
Yeah, you were doing that.
I was?
They do say more cushion for the push. Sorry. You can push that microphone.
I didn't mean to interrupt us. It was just really fucking loud in here. But, dude, another fucking fight we just brought up not too long ago was that happened. Was that announced today? The Van Zandt Ostovich fight?
No, yesterday.
That's only in good. Yeah, they announced it like sometime yesterday because I sent it to Dylan yesterday.
I mean, from a technical standpoint, Let's be honest,
we're not looking at technical standpoints here.
I've only seen patients.
No one's looking at technical standpoints between those two women.
No, they're not.
They're looking at their new assets that, you know, have been acquired on their bodies.
Would you say, I showed Johnny a picture earlier, and he goes, he looks at me and goes, bro, that's BTJ. That's BTJ. I'm like, what? I go, what's BTJ?
PTJ.
No, B.
Oh, yeah, yeah, BTJ.
Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo. Bravo, Tango, Juliet.
And he goes, before it's a job. And I go, that's a good fucking point.
Oh, the picture, of her freaking weigh-in? Yeah. Yeah. Those were acquired, and then Paige Van Zandt. Then Paige Van Zandt became a freaking huge UFC star.
And she danced.
Overnight. Paige Van Zandt was a product of being a hot woman in the UFC. And Dana White pushing that fucking, this is fucking Paige Van Zandt, blah, blah, blah. And she gets, fucking losses, and it's like,
well,
the Dancing with the Stars, I think, fucked her up too. Because it put her in like a spotlight away from the UFC.
Oh, are you talking about her as a fighting career?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, can you imagine if she was actually a good fighter?
Yeah. Not saying she's a bad fighter.
Well, she ain't fucking top 10.
Yeah.
Top 25,
I really don't know the women's division.
Dude, Are there 10
fucking women fighters?
Has she even fought? Like more than twice?
Her last fight was when she broke her arm.
Yeah.
And she's been out since she broke her arm. She was supposed to come back.
She had surgery on her arm.
And she had surgery, was supposed to come back, and she had to have another surgery on her arm. Because there was something still messed up.
And then she got married, and now she's on a fucking...
Well, in between those surgeries, she grew tits.
Magically.
Yeah,
so there is a bright spot at the end of the rainbow, you know.
Dude, she busted the fuck out of her arm, though.
Do you think that they did that? Do you think it was like a 2-in-1 kind of thing for them? You know, she was like, hey,
a deal?
While you're in there fixing my fucking arm, can you just, you know, throw some tits in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do like a discount.
What do you think the doctor, Miami, or the surgeon showed up and he says, he brings it up going, hey, I used to be a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Like, while you're under, you know.
Yeah, I got these old implants in the back. They're not expired yet.
Throw these old bags right on in.
Throw these bags right in, yeah.
Hopefully you don't get punched.
Yeah, they'll get hit a few times. They'll be good to go. You're a fighter, right?
The same way she started fighting. Someone goes, this would be cool. And she goes, fuck it. She starts fighting, dude. And she gets damn good.
Did Khabib get paid? Did Khabib
get paid? They released 2 million... Can't remember. What did Conor get paid? Was it 4 or 3?
3.5.
So I think they released 2. I want to say 2. Maybe 1 million to Khabib. But Khabib said, I really don't care. You can keep it for all I care. That was just the purse from the fight, not pay-per-view views.
Right.
Or pay-per-view buys.
So he's won that big money.
Part of the world, man.
He just don't care.
No, why would he? What the fuck's he gonna buy? Yeah. I mean, you know,
he's living his life. I don't know if you check his Instagram, but he's living the best life.
He's not gonna be like Anderson fucking Silva and buy a house in LA, you know.
Still gonna live in Dagestan.
100%.
With his parents.
Sure.
Eating fucking pita bread and hummus.
I mean, he might buy a couple
of goats. Not to knock pita bread and hummus, but it's very good.
You know, he could buy three, 400 goats.
To be fair, completely fair, there's a bag of...
Listen,
we're not going to play Khabib like that.
There's a fucking bag of pita chips and hummus in my fucking fridge right now. that garlic shit.
Me and Dylan once threw down some pita bread and hummus.
Oh, yeah.
Took it to work with me, and it was about gone by the end of the shift.
Oh, yeah.
And I only work 8-hour shift, so I was going to town with some pita bread and hummus.
Hell, yeah.
Some Sabra.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Is it Sabra or Sabra?
Nope. It's, well, I like to call it Sabra.
I'd say Sabra, because it rolls off the tongue very
slowly. It does roll off the tongue. Sabra.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get that hummus. I missed that time of meme era, dude, where that was big. I missed that time.
That was 2015, my bad.
At the fucking main gate at Goodfellow, and every time someone rolled up, I knew it was Sabra.
Because I was in K-9 school, dude. And we'd walk in.
Dude.
We'd walk in class, dude. And I'd be like, Sabra.
Exactly.
Or Sabra, dude. It'd be like 5 in the morning, and I'd just walk out, Sabra, dude. And there'd be like other teens in there. And they're like, Sabra, dude, right back. All right, this is cool.
Dude,
you guys fuck with the movement.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Time that was groovy.
Those two dudes killed that vine.
Oh, man.
I actually want to play this Robert Frank video. He's talking about No Nut November.
Can you play? I
mean, I could definitely play it.
Yeah, just go ahead.
You can do whatever you want, man.
Well,
it's your life.
It is your life.
I don't want to start it from the fucking...
I'm only living in it.
Oh, here we go.
How long is it? I think legally you can only play like a few seconds of it without.
If you comment on it.
So a bunch of beta ass motherfuckers thought of a sick idea to call November No Nut November. But I also seen a thing. It was something about December. It was, I can't remember what it was. It was like after No Nut November, you know what comes next.
Oh,
and it
Dick
was,
Destroyed December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about earlier? Oh, my bad. You're good.
We went on the Page Van rant. We went on the...
Oh, dude.
No, I figured it out, man. We're good.
Also, UFC 230. Best fight of the... Well, I wouldn't say best fight of the night, but best performance of the night. And... Israel Adesanya was like... He kind of put it in perspective on the MMA Hour podcast I was listening to today. He was like, they were asking him about, like, in terms of, like, people want to see the new person fail. Like, they always want to, you know, there's that. They want him to rise, but they also want him to fail when they step on the big stage. And he's like, that's just human nature. He's like, I was that same person when I seen a person who was really successful doing something. I'd be like, I hope they fail. He's like, I had to take that out of, like, looking at someone, like, just be like, no, don't think like that. Just fucking think, you know, regularly. And I think that's kind of how it was Saturday night, because I like Derek Brunson. I did say Adesanya will win the fight. I did, but I also said I'd like to see Brunson win the fight as well.
We all said that.
Yeah.
We all said that.
I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding. Well, unfortunately,
I don't fucking know,
maybe Dylan didn't say that. I don't know. Because I was going back on Facebook with my buddy, and he's from North Carolina too, and the guy from Charlotte fought, and he won. I don't think he was a huge underdog, but I'm pretty sure he's an underdog for sure. And yeah, he won, and I was like, hey, Derek Brunson fights on the card, on the main card. I was like, I want him to win, but he's not going to win because Adesanya is a fucking monster. And sure enough, Israel caught him with a fucking knee coming in, just like he should have been doing. And the worst part is, he said he only hit him at 40%. He said he only hit him, he was going like 40% on him.
Really?
He said he wanted to take
the fight.
He's
going to say that shit, though. Everybody's going
to
say that shit.
But he also said he wanted to take the fight to the second round. He's like, he didn't want to finish him in the first. He wanted to go second so he could stare at him in his eyes and be like, yep, I'm still here, and you haven't done anything. But he said the first, what was it? It was a couple leg kicks he was throwing. He was like, Brunson, he knew Brunson was in trouble then because that was like desperation. He was just throwing that shit because he couldn't take him down.
No.
He couldn't take him down at all, and then caught him trying to take him down, coming
in,
caught him with a knee.
Didn't he say on Ariel that he's going to have the belt by December?
Yeah, but he also said today, it was probably Monday's podcast because they're a day later or whatever. I usually listen to him when I'm at work. But he said he wants to take, like, the end of the year off because he actually wants to do some vacationing. But they threw out this fucking fight. They're like, if Jacare wants to fight, would you fight him? And he's like, for sure. He's like, but not right now. He's like, I want to fucking get away from it and just chill out for a little bit.
Hmm.
Did say he was going to Amsterdam for New Year's, so.
Yeah, did you see McGregor went and tried Mike Tyson's strain of marijuana?
Him and
Tyson hung out.
I see Connor hanging out with him, man. I guess they had to squash some little beef that they had, because Tyson is like a huge Habib fan.
Oh, really?
He's also a huge Cody Garbrandt fan.
Oh, yeah, I saw him and Cody Garbrandt hanging out before the TJ fight.
Because I know Tyson's hung out with Garbrandt both of those fights, and both fights Cody lost him. So when I saw Habib hanging with Tyson, he's hung out with him before, but I saw him before the Conor fight. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Mike Tyson curse is coming. It's like the Drake curse.
But the Drake curse is real.
The Drake curse is very
Drake
real.
The Drake curse is so damn.
It's like the Tony
so
Romo
curse. Jump on, if Drake could jump on the Duke bandwagon right now, I'd really like that. Because Duke.
Yeah, fuck Duke. Fuck
Duke
you,
looks
Duke.
Like a national championship team right now.
Hey, Duke.
For one game.
Fuck
yet.
You. Nice.
They played Drake's bandwagon team of Kentucky and just completely destroyed them. Completely. Wasn't even close.
Who's Drake all fucked over?
When's the Fedor and Bader fight?
It'll be a couple months. Because it's that Grand Prix shit.
Yeah, it's
so
$1 million. Oh, 50 Cent.
Those.
50 Cent's giving $1 million to the middleweight division or whatever.
50 Cent talks the talk.
I don't know. He has part ownership in the Bellator.
He talks the talk.
He does.
Anyway, who's Drake all fucked though? Everyone.
So, like, Drake's pulled for, obviously, he pulls for the Raptors because they're from Toronto.
Yeah.
And each year, the Raptors have the best record in the East and they go to the playoffs and just get destroyed. However, Toronto can win the East this year because LeBron's out of the East. Look at the Cavs right now. I think the Cavs have like a 1-6 record. 1-7.
Yeah.
Something like that. And the only teams in the East that I see coming out are Boston and Toronto.
Damn. It's so crazy to see that such a pivotal player leave a team.
For years, people said, LeBron's not great. He's a good, people say he's great. I say he's one of the greatest of all times. Better than Jordan.
Proof's in the pudding, man.
You compare him with Kobe, you're comparing two different positions on a court. You're comparing a shooting guard to a small forward who can do it all.
Yeah.
But LeBron left the Cavs twice, and each time he left, they fucking sucked horrendously. Like, horrible. Horrible.
Do you think that they strategically did that, like, get a bunch of really good passers?
So,
you know what I mean? Like,
if Cleveland does tank this year and gets the worst record, there was a mock draft they put out. Yeah, one game into the college basketball season, they throw out NBA mock draft, and Cleveland would get Zion Williamson from Duke. The man-child, who is probably the second coming of LeBron. Way bigger, not as fast, but just as powerful. Doesn't really have a jump shot. LeBron didn't have a jump shot coming out of high school because he went straight to the pros.
Yeah.
And if you see Zion Williamson, you will know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about.
He's like 6'8", 245. Dang.
Jesus. Whoa.
He's a 19-year-old.
That's the first thing that he said
maybe,
the whole podcast.
He might be 19. Potentially 18, possibly 19.
Holy shit, dude. That's insane.
And Duke got him. Duke paid for him.
Dylan doesn't care because it's basketball.
I like
dude, the Nuggets are 9-10-1. Did they beat Nashville?
I like hearing people.
So I know the Nuggets played the Celtics the other night.
And
Jamal Murray dropped 48, was going for 50 because, let's be honest, I heard it today on one of the podcasts.
He's trying to break Steve Nash's record.
So it was
a Canadian.
Undisputed with Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless, and they were like, I don't have a problem with him going for 50 because if you're a baseball player, you have 99 RBIs. You obviously want 100. You don't want to be at that threshold of, right at 100. So obviously he's going to go for 50. It was a set shot. He wasn't jumping. He wasn't doing anything. Just threw it up.
Yeah.
And Kyrie Irving takes the ball,
throws
it
into
the crowd.
Fucking crowd, yeah.
And I probably would have done the same thing if I got torched for 48 points. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, he's emotional. He cares, man. I'm not saying it was the best move, but shit.
Kyrie played at Duke.
It wasn't.
I mean, I wouldn't say he played at Duke. He played like 4 or 5 games, and then he was done for the year because he hurt his foot. But
his foot hurt?
Yeah.
But he said
he's turned out to be a phenomenal NBA player.
We should go to a hockey game.
Oh yeah, the Avs are doing good too.
I was gonna say the Lakers and the Nuggets play very soon. It's not far.
I was gonna
check
the score for the Nuggets game.
You know, you can see LeBron in Denver, and it will be a packed crowd, completely sold out. Oh, yeah. You get tickets for like $47 all the way at the top. But I've seen tickets going for like $140 the lower end. Obviously, if you're sitting behind the bench, it's going to be a completely different story. You start peeking into like $300, $500 range.
We just walk around the whole time.
Jokic was fined $25,000.
Yeah, for saying no homo. And he said, I think me and my buddy were talking about this on Xbox Live earlier. Because we were all in there and we were talking about it. He's like, man, you think... He said something about Marvin Bagley's wingspan in terms of length. And he threw in a no homo in at the end and they found him $25,000.
That's one of my favorite memes is how to do CPR. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
The check airway, right? Like nose, pinch nose, both open nose back. Audibly say no homo. And start doing breath.
Yeah, it's 15-11 right now in the bottom of the first.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I was talking about basketball like it was baseball.
Yeah, dude, that was confusing the fuck. And Jeremy just went along with it like it was cool. And
I'm still trying to go to the Travis Scott concert, by the way.
Dude, I'm trying to go to this November 10th. Cerrone.
Dude, you don't have to be turned on to his tunes. You're looking for like a rage fest. You want to get, you can get baked and whatever. Yeah. I'm going to be shit faced drunk.
Yeah.
But it's an open pit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how the Pepsi Center is?
I don't have some girls, man.
So if you're like how the J. Cole concert was, you have the seats in the stands.
Yeah.
And you had the stage, but then you had rows of chairs. Well, those rows of chairs are going to be taken out.
Yeah.
So it's a pit full of people.
Well, dudes.
Mainly dudes, but if like I'm talking like mosh pit type stuff,
Yeah.
That's how Travis's older shows where I won't. That's what ticks me off too. I want to get on topic of that because people say I'm going to a concert. No, you're at a show. That's not a concert. Shows and concerts to me are like two different things.
Oh yeah.
Because a concert is when you're performing in front of, we'll say, plus 10,000.
Okay.
Plus 5,000, we'll give it that.
Oh, I know.
Shows would be like a more intimate type 200 place.
Like a little venue.
Maybe 200, yeah. 200 people. Like my first J. Cole show, because I don't call it a concert, was like 150 people maybe.
Right.
And then now it's like you're going to a concert. Dude, it's plus 10,000.
Yeah, you didn't go to a Michael Jackson show.
No. You went to a Michael Jackson concert.
You didn't go to a Prince show. You went to a Prince concert. Like those are people like... They never,
icons.
Yeah, they never were at the level where they had to climb. You know what I mean?
So like, if you go to a show,
Michael Jackson. Never
if you go
had
to a show at the Black Sheep in Colorado Springs, and you say it's a concert, you're wrong. It's a show.
Yeah, you're wrong.
That really gets under my skin.
Yeah, I saw Highly Suspect in Austin, dude. Like it was like in this venue that was like above a bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference too between a bar and a venue.
Yeah.
Like a bar stops at 2 a.m. Well, in Iowa, anyways.
Yeah.
You know? And a venue will stop when the fucking band's done, you know?
Yeah, it's like when I saw Cole in 2014-15, he went to San Antonio. This is when Cole was 2014 Forest Hills Drive, so huge fan base.
Yeah.
And he did a show, and it was like 200 people there.
That's dope as shit.
In San Antonio, I almost died because it was so hot in that place.
Dude, System of a Down is kind of notorious for doing that. They'll, in the back of the day, they'll, like, California, where they started up, you know?
Yeah.
And they're fucking System of a Down, dude. Like, can you imagine?
Fucking raging in the middle of a small-ass bar.
I'm going to get on the J. Cole bandwagon. Not bandwagon, but wagon again. He's, like, the only person I've seen do, like, dollar shows.
Dollar
shows. He went on like when he did the Dollar in the Dream tour.
Yeah.
Which he was still big. I think this is before Forest Hills Drive, so like Bourne Center. That little bridge in between. He would put out a tweet and he'd be like, this venue. He don't tweet often. So he put out like he'll say Colorado Springs, we'll say Black Sheep, meet you there. And then he'll have like a dollar. next to it, like a dollar sign with one. And then first come, first serve, you get there, you pay a dollar to get in.
Whoa.
And then you're good to get in.
That's crazy.
Granted, those lines were, as soon as that tweet goes out, those lines are backed up.
Yeah, dude.
San Antonio was backed up, and I had tickets months prior. Because me, I always say me first, I shouldn't say that. Wiseman, Klein, and RB, we all went to it. It was like $40 tickets. And
ain't bad at all.
It was like, you went in, and wherever you were, you got there. And I remember Wiseman being in there, and he's going, I was like, do this, and it will work. You will get to where you want to be in the crowd. I was like, just start walking up there and be like, yo, like you're looking for your buddy. And then you'd be like, I got this drink. You get it like a beer in your hand, have two beers. You take one, you go, and you just point at some random person at the front. And you just start, excuse me. And you just get, he got all the way to the front of the stage.
Yeah.
Right. I'm too tall. I can't get to the front of the stage.
Yeah. Works every time.
It's like a charm.
That works. And so does getting in the mosh pit at the back of the crowd. And then just circle and then getting out at the get at the front. That's what I was doing. I'm like getting in and I bail. It's like a traffic circle.
You know? It's like a roundabout.
Right, yeah. Now Radiohead, back in one of their albums, they came out with it was all digital. One of the first times like digital kind of came out, and it was you paid whatever you put for it.
Oh no shit.
Yeah. They were one of the first bands to do that. It was kind of revolutionary.
Speaking about shows and stuff like that, not to go back that far, but it's kind of fresh in my head, and he recently has kind of been in the news, but seeing Mac Miller play a show.
And, I've only seen him once, and that was like 2011 before I joined the military.
Yeah.
Like literally, I think it was April, I joined in May, and I like front row stage, like front row tickets, so it was a pit, just like how the Travis Scott concert is.
Yeah.
You get there. You know, the earlier you get there, the closer obviously you're gonna be. And it was like really like old Mac. Like I'm talking about like flannel shirt, old ass snapback. Chuck, I think he had Chuck Taylor's on. I can't fucking remember. Or he had Nike SBs on, and like regular ass jeans. And then like where the I didn't want to say boom boxes. The stereo speakers. He was sitting on them, and it was like, I think it was like one person in front of me, and he was like right there.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. I mean, that was like Wiz Khalifa's concert, but it was with Mac Miller.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I saw him in Arizona at this. I can't remember the name of the venue, but it was like a small stage.
Yeah, it was always really small, like,
but
small venues.
It was...
Small venues more intimate.
The stage rotated. So it revolved...
Some Kanye West.
I've been in some strip clubs that do that, I think.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Well, Mac Miller performed on a stage like that in Arizona, and it was badass.
Didn't
Action Bronson came down into the crowd and fucking smoked a joint
on
with...
on stage with Wiz Khalifa.
Like,
what? Pretty
shit.
Dope. Yeah. In Dallas, yeah.
That's
pretty fucking
sick.
Cool. Because it was like... side, so you had Wiz Khalifa here, and then you had like the little sides like next to it. So what was crazy is it was in Dallas, so, like Deion Sanders was there with his family, and like Deion Sanders is like right there.
He looked
and
at you.
No.
You were on
no
stage.
One, no, but it was like to the side. Obviously, Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders, and Dallas is his city.
Right.
So it's like, oh, you know, these guys are here. But I mean, it's pretty cool.
How'd you get up there?
Paid a little extra, like a little extra $20, and
too easy.
First come, first serve. You
nice.
Got to be on top of those things.
Hell
you
yeah,
do.
Man!
You
when
do.
I was when That's I was in Austin, actually, we were talking about Austin a little while ago, talking about how awesome the music and shit is there.
No, I just said I went to a show there. No,
just
that,
a few seconds ago.
Highly suspect. A couple minutes ago.
I
was talking about
Southwest.
Anyway.
Really
you were for real?
I got freaking pulled up
on.
We
were just talking about that.
No, I wasn't talking. You were talking about the topic of Austin.
Yeah.
And we were talking about concerts. And
yeah,
South
by
Southwest
that...
is like a huge thing.
Oh,
yeah.
And
like,
ACL.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. ACL, yeah. Austin City Limits.
Dude, we should fucking go. Like, legit.
The jiggo.
Okay.
It's a bit. What the hell else was I? Yeah. Yeah. What were you talking? No, I was. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was fucking trying to remember was, didn't you get on stage with the Mike's Dead concert?
That's what I was talking. That's what I was just going to say. And freaking one of his songs, like, I don't really like a lot of his music now because he's been doing a lot of, like, really trying to be mainstream and become.
Oh, really?
Big, yeah.
It's like, back?
What?
What?
I'm talking about Mike's Dead.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He was kind of like one of those SoundCloud rappers that really tried to go mainstream and then never stopped. Like, I like a lot of his... Some of his newer stuff is good.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, either way. I got to fucking... I like the guy. I'm trying to fucking give him a compliment and fucking talk him up and talk about how fucking badass it was getting on stage and how fucking... It didn't sound like his music is shit.
He's kind of okay, though.
No, he's good. Like, I like his music. I just haven't been vibing with his shit lately. It's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, it happens.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Fucking went to his concert. And it was in Austin. I was in fucking Cadam school. And I went with two buddies that... we're in canine school at the same time, and I literally introduced them to him in the car driving to the fucking base gym, and they were like, "Hey, he's in Austin."
I
was like,
"You want to go?
No okay. fucking Mine's shit. Well, let's go, man." Well, we ended up fucking went. Okay. We ended up fucking going, and I got pulled up on stage and fucking rapped an entire song on the stage. Like he wasn't even fucking singing the song.
Yeah.
Like, he just handed me the mic. He's like, "You know it?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I know it."
That's like,
that's fucking dope.
Yeah. Well, I just fucking rapped the Wall Street song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up Travis Scott concert tickets. So four tickets at $144.30 a piece. They charge you for that fucking service fee. Dude, for four people to go, which isn't really bad at all, $745. 18 cents. That's 140 roughly.
You know how much person. It is? You know how much
which
it is?
Which is super cheap compared. This is resale value. This isn't.
Would you rather?
I tried buying the day they came out and they were sold out.
Would you rather go to this or the 25th anniversary UFC fight at the Pepsi Center? Cerrone and.
I'm going to go because this is like my bucket list of things to do. There's like, for real? There's a couple artists. No, I haven't. I got the pass to get in early.
Oh.
But this, because there's like a list of artists I want to see live.
Yeah.
I've seen Drake twice. I've seen Cole, I don't know, like six times. I want to see Kanye live because his concerts are pretty wild. I kind of saw Jay-Z live, I guess, at the Cole concert.
Yeah.
But those would be... He's always been on like my, that list of people to see in terms
for
of
sure.
in terms of crowd participation. In terms of, I'd say crowd participation again. I don't know. Like, watching people control crowds is pretty wild. Jay-Z's probably one of the best people I've ever seen control a crowd.
Hell yeah.
Cole's up there too, because he's Rock Nation signer to Jay-Z. He's kind of obviously watched Jay-Z do this shit for fucking years before he signed and realized he could do this exact same thing.
Yeah.
So Travis is definitely, and this is 5 days before my birthday.
Well,
it's on a Wednesday.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
This upcoming Wednesday?
December 12th.
Oh.
My birthday's on the 17th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the fight is November 10th, and the tickets are only like...
I was going to say, the fight this weekend.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Cerrone and Cowboy fight. Cerrone
oh, it is
Cowboy.
The 10th.
Cowboy Cerrone and Perry fight this weekend.
I'm excited for that fight, man.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Like both of those guys are brawlers. They just want to bleed, man.
I was
like,
I watched it. Cerrone's going down the. He's leaving welterweight to go down to 155. I think he said he's going to 155.
Back down to 155.
And he said he wants the belt. He's like, that's the one thing I want to do is get the belt. But there's one little problem there.
yeah.
You're gonna probably. You literally had to fight through the ranks of 155. I'm pretty sure it was 155. I want to look.
Well, yeah, that's where
and be sure. I'm pretty sure it was 155. And,
just last year, he went up to 170.
And he said he wants to go 155. Maybe. But you're not getting... I mean, does he see himself getting...
It was a hard win cut for him.
I need my photo cred, dog. I just saw yours.
Oh.
But yeah.
This is it. Did you see the TJ Cejudo announcement?
Jeremy? That's the chick I was talking about.
Well, shoot.
TJ Cejudo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, TJ beats him.
Well, yeah. I agree.
Not to bust any bubbles.
But the bubble's been busted.
Because, Jesus Christ, I watched people go crazy in the bathroom, ready to throw down that night at Rhino's. Like, they were like, Cejudo's from fucking Colorado Springs when Cejudo beat DJ.
Yeah.
Beat DJ. Right. I still say beat DJ.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think that was a straw that was like, I think DJ was like, I'm done. I've done everything. Oh, defend the belt 11 times. Yeah, I'm completely like, all right, cool. You want to jib me out of a fight? All right, whatever.
And everyone's like,
DJ controlled the fight. Right? Like, all right, Cejudo had some takedowns, but what did he do with them?
Right.
The fight got right back to the feet again.
Yeah.
Significant strikes, I think DJ landed more strikes, more significant strikes. Whatever. DJ's in one now.
Whatever, fuck it.
I think DJ's doing a Grand Prix in one, too. So they're how they're doing, like, Bellator, where they're going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. DJ's doing it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
What else was I going to talk about? We'll talk about...
There's a gay governor in Colorado now.
I don't care.
Yeah, no.
Politics, fuck them.
You're talking to a bunch of foreigners.
It's literally Colorado, like that. Man. It's, what was that fucking
Oh, I don't thing? Care. I'm just saying there's thing. This is news.
Yeah.
And that's, that.
Look at
that.
Look at Eddie over there, though. He loves the news.
Yeah.
I hate the
news. You sleeping, bro.
This is probably one of my best. Speaking of politics, this is literally my favorite thing.
Have you guys seen this? We are getting blasted in the ass by the state liquor tax.
Oh. Blasted in the ass?
Mac, we have the same conversation every year. There's nothing you can do about taxes.
You guys might want to think about voting every once in a while.
What is voting ever? Why are you coming to... Voting? Who am I supposed to vote for? Am I supposed to vote for the Democrat who's going to blast me in the ass? Or the Republican who's blasting my ass? Politics is just all...
That's literally... Is there best show of all time?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a more perfect show? I don't
there
think
isn't.
TBH.
Speaking of which, It's Always Sunny, new episode tonight.
Ooh.
I upgraded the Hulu with no commercials.
Ooh,
flex!
You decided to open up the box a little bit.
Well, no, like so Hulu. I do the Hulu Live TV too because I don't have Sling anymore.
Right.
So it's a little pricey, but it was like $5 more to get no commercials, and what I don't know if you've sat through those. 240 second commercials that you have to sit through.
Oh my god.
During episodes of It's Always Sunny, like the new ones, you'll want to shoot yourself.
It's so, dude, the marketing on that is so good. Cause like it is, it's, what is it, like 220 seconds?
For new episodes.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I was watching South Park like season 8 last night and it's still 30 second ads.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is stupid. I'm done with this.
Dude, like,
like
it
it's
is
dumb.
Simply
I'll pay the extra $5 to not get the ads.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think it's too long, but once you sit through it and you haven't sat through commercials like that for years, dude. 200 seconds.
In new age, you know, commercials are beneath me. Because Hulu with commercials is $7.99.
Yeah.
Just Hulu, no live TV.
See, like, we're from a generation that remembers commercials.
It's $11.99 without commercials, right? But if you get live TV, it jumps up like $40-some a month.
Yeah.
For Hulu?
Yeah, well, with live TV, and I need live TV to watch most of my shit. Yeah.
I thought you still did Sunday Ticket.
I have Sunday Ticket, but DirecTV. DirecTV has an app, but you have to pay to get DirecTV Go.
Oh.
So if you have Sunday, if you still have an account with DirecTV, and I have Sunday Ticket every year.
Yeah.
I just pay, and it charges you like $20 installments for like four. So it's like $100, but four installments of $20, which. I can watch all the football I want.
True.
Granted, it's streaming, which sucks because it's behind, and I'll have people texting me like, oh, did you see that? Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, don't text me. Like, I'm watching this. I don't need you to tell me what's going on.
Yeah, go Birds.
Though. Same way I was worried about the I started stuttering. The fight the other night because I it was only probably like a couple of seconds behind because I made it like that because the stream of it kept...
Well, the app wasn't working for
us. Yeah, but it's because it was like... straight live.
Yeah.
And that's why I bumped it back like a couple seconds so it could just...
Buffer
to get into where it is.
Hmm?
But, yeah. I mean, Why not pay buffer? An extra $5 Sorry. And fucking get no ads?
He's like, you said that really fucking loud. Is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, I could hear the ringing in your ear.
I heard it too. Yeah. Oh. It's probably louder over there.
But I'm good.
Dude, it's only 6:47. It feels like it's not o'clock.
I hate this fucking state, dude.
Or I don't just, hate the I'm state. That's the country.
No, it's those goddamn mountains.
Speaking of which, when the president said "Make America Great Again," he really meant make the Dallas, make America's team great again because they fucking suck.
Just they do. Add that they do. They do.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Broncos suck right now.
Des Bryant got signed. Don't know if anybody cares.
To the Saints.
Yeah, and that's scary. Yeah. Because now he's opposite of Michael Thomas.
Oh.
Who put out the flip phone the other night.
Have went you under seen?
The thing, put out the flip phone. Like, oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure you can get fined for that because that's premeditated. You can't do that.
Speaking of flip phones, did you see that Samsung unveiled their foldable smartphone?
I did see that. I saw it. Yeah. I seen the design of it. Like, they put in, like, their little... What like Apple does, like Apple does, like the conferences, and they and it was like do 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 do, and it went like this,
yeah,
and people were like, oh, foldable phones.
That's literally what they said. They just all at the same time.
It's a continuous cycle. You know what? So you went from small phones,
yeah,
to large phones. You start going from large phones to smaller phones, uh-huh. And then you start to go back to flip phones.
I was going to say...
Motorola Razr, shout out.
Shout out, dog.
I can't wait
for there to be a fucking phone that just plugs in, like, it doesn't leave my car, ever. It's just for the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's like my grandparents had that.
Yeah.
The
bag
phones.
Yeah, exactly.
That, don't you touch this phone, because it's going to cost us these extra minutes.
I don't think I've ever seen a car phone, to be honest.
They had a Nokia, however you want to say it. They had that shit in the bag, in the car. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it, like, don't you ever touch this phone. And then, on that same thing, remember Sprint said, this is when camera phones had just came out. Sprint was like, you get upgraded, here's your phone. And they, like, try to charge him. He's like, I don't want this fucking camera phone, blah, blah, blah. And just went off on Sprint. It was like a blue... I think it was a Motorola.
Yeah.
Like the first one that... Or LG. It was a fucking LG, I remember.
My old man still rocks the flip phone, dude. For sure.
If I ever get an on-call phone, it'll be a flip phone.
You know what one
I'll
of the greatest
that shit
things
clubs.
I've ever seen?
I remember Terrell did that.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things I ever see that man do is he'll get a text, and he'll go, who the fuck, and grab his phone, whip it out, pull out the magnifying glass... Read it.
Out there burning ants?
No, he's reading the text.
Your dad?
Yep. He's like, no. Just puts his phone back. I'm like, that's so fucking
that's
awesome.
That's fucking hilarious.
Skirt. That's so funny.
Well.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go to... Tilted Kilt.
Thank you, listeners, for listening once again. We'll be back.
Do you really want to go to Tilted Kilt? I mean, it is right down the road.
And Eddie got a new bed.
It's so funny because I see that text pop up like, I'm down.
We needed to say that before we stopped recording. Eddie got a new bed, everybody.
But I'm not drinking any beer.
So if any of you ladies want to come out here and try out Eddie's new bed.
Fuck the cars.
Gang.
Oh, wait.
Come try.
Gang shit.
This is the first time Eddie's talked in a while.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The first words out of his mouth is
I brought up about
whole lot of gang shit.
There's the dog out, episode 9. Fuck yeah.
Thank
you. We did it. Thank
don't
you guys.
Do the dick pills,
thank
Johnny.
You to New View.
No more Bones Jones, no more dick pills.
No more dick pills, Johnny Bones.